welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 230. I nearly said 130. Boris is on his hind legs at last.
Yeah, now Johnny's not happy. It's eating into Strictly.
Well, I actually said at 1:45, will you get on with it? I've got a show at 7.
And Simon's not got the audio on, so there's no point talking to him.
Won't talk to Simon then. No.
should we slag him off? He's listening to Bongo.
Bongo. I would love to listen to Bongo Bongo, but he's timed it in such a way that we're just going live. Right, we're going into a lockdown for a month. By the way, James Bond's dead. I don't know if that's anything. Do you think there's a correlation there?
No.
He was protecting us and now
he's gone. He didn't dive to COVID.
Well, he was in the Bahamas, wasn't he?
Don't they have COVID there?
No, apparently not.
Right.
So, yes, the idea was there was going to be a press conference at 4:00. So we've been sat here waiting ever since. He finally got up, about 1:45?
Yeah.
And I didn't think he'd be done, and he's not. So he's actually speaking right now. I could share that with you, but I'm reading the subtitles. Simon will let us know what's going on. But basically, the press got wind of some private papers that the government were thinking of going into a full national lockdown for a month. And they printed them, which meant that Boris, who was idly thinking about this for next week, had to work all day. And he scheduled a press conference for 4:00. It didn't happen. 4:30 came, 4:45 came, 5 came, and so forth, until 6:45. And the BBC have been, soft paddling since 4:00.
Yakking on.
Yes, and now...
Interviewing the same people over and over again.
Yeah. Simon's saying, the UK contingent are watching it. Well, I just think that's downright rude. Can I just say downright rude? We are here. We've got subtitles on. Can't you do that? So it's chaotic here, as per usual. Anyway, I would say hello to Simon, but I'm not going to bother because he's not listening. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Paul. You survived the thunderstorm. That's good. That's excellent. Oh, Simon is here. Fair enough, then. CQ Deb. Jonathan's watching the Boris show, not good. Well, how will we tell the difference? Just saying. I can only see the subtitles and I can't read them all while I'm speaking and reading the chat. So I'll have to catch up later with the gist of it. But how will we in Manchester tell the difference? We won't be allowed out. No change there then. So pretty much as you were. The only difference as far as I'm concerned is nobody else will be allowed to go out either, which works for me. Just saying. So that's what's been announced right now. Right now. The news that should have happened 3 hours ago, indeed. You're not kidding. Not got the audio on listening to Bongo.
That link I've just posted might be something to do with last night.
What?
Those photos that Johnny posted.
Oh, right.
About filming something in Manchester.
What is it that they're filming?
I don't know. Is it called Viewpoint or something?
Never heard of it. Is it a series? Is it a film? What is it? Let me know. Boris is still bongoing on.
Some drama.
A new crime drama. Noel Clarke. Now, he was in Doctor Who. I remember him. And there's some pictures. Ooh, you're quite right. Drama inspired by Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window and the German Cold War thriller The Lives of Others. Ooh.
I don't know if it is that, but...
Who are they?
It could be.
It looks like it because it looks like the same place, doesn't it? But, you know, well, you won't be doing that anymore, will you? Lockdown, just saying. So that's that gone. So it's chaotic here and we've got another show at 8:00. But apart from all of that... The national COVID news broadcast on the UK. Yes. You're listening to both now. Right, let's annoy Simon. Let's talk about things. Potential incoming new Apple toys that means he's got to take his mind off Boris. There you go. You must stay at home. You may only leave home for specific reasons, education or work. If you cannot work from home, you can leave for exercise, recreation with your household or on your own, or with one person from another household, crying out loud. Medical appointments, escape injury or harm. Does this mean they're shutting the churches? To shop for food or essentials and to provide care for vulnerable people or as a volunteer. This is like, here's the rule. And now, if you could just sit down for 15 hours, I'll go through the exceptions to said rule. Yeah. Click and collect will continue. Essential shops will remain open. There's no need to stock up. He's frightened, isn't he? Bog roll gate.
Yeah.
But pubs and restaurants must close, except for takeaways, which can be open. How does working from home in a takeaway work? Or are you then an essential worker? Interesting. Construction's shutting down. Single households can still form exclusive support bubbles. And children will be able to move between homes if their parents are separated. If you are clinically vulnerable or over the age of 60, I still think I'm 21.
Yeah, I do.
You must follow the rules. So basically, he's putting this, but as you were in March, as predicted, let's move on. Nothing to say.
Well, we're already in tier three, so.
It doesn't make much difference to us. No. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How are you doing? Boris on Halloween, rather fitting. I was wondering if he'd come out with a hat on or a pumpkin under his arm, but apparently not. Darn it. Why give so long to someone pro herd immunity? No idea. In fact, I think it was just a time filler. They're literally just filling time, aren't they? I mean, they had to vamp for 2 hours, 45 minutes. It was a wonder that was all we got subjected to. Oh, Paul's on the way to clear the garage out tomorrow. Oh, it's fantastic. Can't wait to see everything. Can't wait for you to say I'm relaxed and settled in, because it's been 6 months of stress, hasn't it? Kim, love that question. I know it's a stupid question, but does the UK, now out of the EU, consider itself part of Europe? I'm not at all sure that everybody in the UK ever considered themselves part of Europe when we were in the EU. We're an island and we were always made to feel one alone, basically. So I would say at the moment, I mean, geographically, we are very close to Europe. Are we part of Europe? Technically, yes, until the end of the year, when something's going to happen, but we don't know what, because they're still arguing about it. So I would say the majority, probably the answer to that would be no. But let's see what Simon's got to say. Yes, they're stockpiling toilet paper already. In fact, why don't you share what happened before, while we were waiting for said press conference, as you were trying to adjust something? Online. God. Have you totally lost the plot?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. The order, Mike.
Oh, the order. No, that was hours ago. I've sorted that since.
Yeah, since. But what happened as soon as he was supposed to be speaking?
I was trying to get on Asda's site and all I got was a spinning wheel.
As soon as they said the government were having a press conference, all the supermarkets went down. Obviously, fearing toilet paper gate again.
Now, I've got a better one than that.
Oh, what happened after that?
One of my friends on Facebook, one of our friends on Facebook, says 3 hours late to a presser whilst leaking details to your media allies is as shonky as it is sadly predictable. Sticking the scientists up first with their slideshow to baffle us and using an aspect ratio that means your standard 69 TV cuts off half the text. So high tech, next slide, please.
Yep. In fact, it started differently this week. It was first slide, please. But I'd said to Mike, if he can just leave this press conference, now we're so close to 7 o'clock, leave it to 7 o'clock. We'll take it live and we'll have a drinking game. Every time somebody says next slide, please, drink. And what did they do? Start at 1:45. Damn them. That would have been, I would have enjoyed that. But there you go. Hello, Tracy. Oh, you're already in lockdown this weekend, aren't you? So we'll be welcoming ourselves to your world next Thursday. UK is celebrating Halloween with a Boris horror scene. Well, to be honest, Boris didn't want to do this. So he looks a bit of a Burke up there now, admitting that what he absolutely categorically did not want on Friday is happening. But not until next Thursday, and it will only be in force until the 2nd of December. When people will dive out for the Christmas shopping, insist that they meet up for Christmas, and the first week in January, we'll be back here again with another lockdown. You heard it here first.
They reckon they were watching the rugby, and that's why they didn't come out till 7.
There are no words.
Reminds me of that bus driver in Liverpool.
Oh, God, that was funny, yeah. Well, it's happened before. Doubtless it'll happen again. Can you find somewhere if they're closing the churches? Because he didn't say that. So that to me is possibly, no, he's not. In which case, why bother? The children are still at school. The young folk are still at university. Key workers are still working. But we're in a lockdown. So I think that's like Mavis Smith at number 12 can't go out. And that's it. That's the extent of the lockdown. Everybody else will find some way to avoid it.
I don't think it's actually been mentioned, churches.
Well, there you go. Yes, it's hideous. The universities are still open. The schools are still open. This is going to go on forever. Kim was right. Stock up on the beans for the next 4 years. It's not good. We're expecting more mass protests and riots following the election. Just for a change, Kim. God, he's stocked up this week. Hopefully won't have to leave the house for 3 to 4 weeks. What a world we live in. I presume these mass protests and riots will happen irrespective of who wins. The other side will just create. Is that it? As I heard it, Donald Trump said if he lost, he'd leave the country and he was going to Scotland. don't rate his chances of getting in. Not with their lockdown. There you go. Right, he's finally finished and disappeared. Would you leave the press conference for viewers on BBC One, but coverage of the news conference continues on the news channel. Yeah, I'm on the news channel, so can you not do that?
It's just so they can go to Strictly.
What time was Strictly due on?
I've no idea.
Because that will knacker the rest of the night. There you go. Honestly, we're now taking questions. Three Stooges. I see. Oh, and when you were talking about the, you can't see the end of it because it's cut off. I've got exactly the same problem here. So on this ITV thing I have on my screen, half of the left-hand side's cut off because of the 16:9 ratio. The right-hand side is cut off because of that. And then further in, I've got the signer that the BBC News channel I've got on there. The government do not have a signer. They will not allow a signer in there. So the BBC put a guy signing over the top of it, which is then over the top of all of the stats. So it's a wonder you can see anything. I can just about see Boris's blonde hair and that's it. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. So welcome to Saturday, folks. Tracy's in lockdown until Monday, but a state of alarm has been approved for 6 months. What exactly is a state of alarm? Oh, that's one we've not had.
Somebody's asked on Twitter, at Boris Johnson, is church open or not? Hash lockdown 2. Yeah, lockdown 2.0.
I would say it'd be better than the last time, but I doubt it. He'll leave the church, he's open. He's petrified. He won't be welcome in Scotland. Well, I don't think he would, no. Oh, poor Boris. How close are the mass protests? That's a good point, Mrs. Simon. Victoria started with a six-week lockdown, but needed to extend it for 111 days. It looks to have worked, though. He wouldn't dare do that. He wouldn't dare lock it down over Christmas.
Who's Chris Mason, BBC?
He's the guy, the statistician.
Ah.
Do you remember the bloke that came barging in like a herd of rampage in Buffalo? It was him.
Somebody's asked 4 minutes ago, do you know if churches will have to close?
I can't understand why people weren't asking him before that, because he knew what Boris was going to say before Boris said it. So Chris Mason, but also known as Mystic Meg. Chris, Mystic Meg, brackets, Mason.
Brackets?
Brackets. Oh yeah,
brackets.
So Tracy's son transported a 13-year-old with a sudden onset COVID, no prior illness. Child was suffocating so much, begged to go straight and to intubation. Oh, that's horrific. We talked about the guy, the anti-masker, who didn't believe in it and said it was all a conspiracy with 5G masts and then caught it and said it was the worst 2 weeks of his life. He just could not breathe. Why don't people believe other people? And a child like that, that's terrible.
Guessing that Boris considers a church to be a leisure venue. Are they allowed to stay open?
Leisure venues?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, have a check. He did mention it. I thought they were closing. It depends if they serve food. Oh, could Eucharist be considered an important meal?
Yeah.
What is it, a substantial meal?
Yeah, for some people it's breakfast.
Well, for all of us it's breakfast. You're not allowed to eat before.
Yeah, but some people do.
Oh, dear me. Police have already been deployed to the voting boxes. This is before it starts. Oh, Kim, when did it come to this? You know when you see these videos from, like, I guess you would say third world countries, where you've got a tin pot dictator in power and you see what the voting stations are like and how intimidating they are. It sounds like that. I mean, ours are still at the comfy stage of being full of cuddly toys and sweets. But like I said...
And dogs.
And oh, no, dogs are only allowed outside. But, you know, when you go in, it's so laid back here. It's frightening, isn't it? Mm. I wonder if we'll get to that stage. Mind you, do you know the one thing with this? Keir Starmer, that's the leader of the opposition, is going to be unbearable. Now he's got what he said we should have had 3 weeks ago. He is going to be unbearable. In fact, it makes him look kind of competent. Mind you, next to Boris, anybody would look competent. Jonathan's back with us. He can't take any more doom and gloom. Come back with us, Jonathan. It's Halloween. Woo! It's all a joke. Be all right tomorrow, trust me. Oh. Right, catching up. Right, so Simon, it reminds me of the news reporter that said waterboarding was mild and someone do it to him live and panic like hell after about 3 seconds. I didn't see that. I need to see that one. He didn't even say sorry for turning up to a Zoom meeting 2+ hours late. Is this Boris? Boris did apologise for being late, but he didn't say why. We're all wondering. I mean, he's...
No, he apologised for breaking into our Saturday night.
Oh, he did actually, didn't he?
Yeah.
I just think he wants to play with people's minds. There you go. I've now got an Apple News notification. 4-week lockdown to be imposed in England from Thursday as furlough extended. The strict new national measures will be in place until the 2nd of December, which we've already established. So there you go. Pubs, bars and restaurants are to close except for takeaway, so I guess it depends if you could consider a church a takeaway. But the sensible places of worship have never opened. They've been closed since March. Local synagogue is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just doing everything on Zoom. So I can't, I can understand it. I don't know what our priest would have done, but it's not his decision, it's the bishop's decision, and the bishop were opening up, and that's that. I think they should close. I really do think they should close. I mean, if households can't mix, indoors or out, what about churches? Has anybody got an answer on that yet?
No.
And the furlough scheme to be extended until December. Well, we pretty much saw that coming as well,
maybe
didn't we?
Maybe a church, or it could be an essential shop.
Well, there's a shop in there, but all of them have a shop, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, goes from bad to worse. So in Spain, the rule is you can't eat within an hour of taking communion, which means you could eat just before Mass with the length of the sermon. That was that is probably our rule now, Tracy. But there's a funny story about that. One of the deacons is old school, and old school was you could not eat before Mass. His problem was he was doing the 5 o'clock in the afternoon Mass. He nearly collapsed just before it started. But the rest of us, I think I pretty much always had breakfast before we left. But it was more than an hour before Mass. In fact, sometimes you were like gulping it down thinking he'll have finished by 10 to. But the comical thing is, our priest, who is, what would you say, unique?
Oh, he's unique.
Unique is
right.
One word for our priest. He's meandering around before Mass, hasn't got his cassock on or anything, he's just in his jeans and a jumper. If anybody wandered in,
Morton.
Oh yeah. If anybody wandered in, they'd have no idea he was the priest. He disappears into the sacristy to get all garbed up with all his finery on, whilst eating a biscuit. And I said to Mike, "I'm starving. It's 25 past. He's kicking off in 5 minutes, and he is eating a biscuit." He doesn't take any notice himself. And now the hour before and after. No, we don't do that. We have tea and cakes and biscuits and things. And that would probably be about, what do you say, 35 minutes, if that? About 30 minutes after Eucharist. So we don't adhere to that either. But it makes money for the church.
I was just going to say that.
It's a fundraiser. It's a charity thing. Did he say, sorry, you missed that bit? No. Actually, Jonathan, he said, I apologise for breaking into your Saturday night to talk more about COVID. He didn't apologise for actually being late. Oh, that's handy, isn't it, Tracy? I bet every government would like that then. State of alarm basically allows central government to impose restrictions at the drop of a hat. It's like having a get-out-of-jail-free card then, or a joker that they can play. Boris has got to put all of this before Parliament. But is there any chance it won't get through? No, because Keir Starmer's already said this is what should have happened. It just should have happened 3 weeks ago, which I happen to believe in. I didn't catch, did he talk about the reason that he's done it now?
You're asking me?
Yes.
Not this one in the news report, no.
So it's just kind of the stats are there, yeah. And this is what we're going to do. I can't believe he hasn't mentioned churches, because that's what people are asking. Anything else on Twitter yet? Oh, this is so exciting,
no,
isn't it?
Nothing on Twitter.
Breaking news. Mind you, it's at least he's said how long it is.
I could ask on Facebook, but you know what all our friends on there are like.
Oh, don't bother. I can't. No, I just can't deal with it. I can't. Is it actually full 4 weeks? It is, isn't it? Because November's a long month.
It'll be Thursday the 5th.
The 5th to the 2nd.
Bonfire night.
Bonfire night. Of all the nights to try and tell people not to mingle, bonfire night. That's not going to work, Boris. Oh, gosh, this afternoon, Lola on a walk. We've got lots of friends who, before we got mayor and after we got mayor, were like, the dog's petrified of the fireworks. And mayor just wasn't scared of anything. There was nothing scared that dog. Nothing. So today is Halloween, but people are letting fireworks off. And I mean, it sounds like Beirut out there. So Mike decides to take the dog for a walk. Now, she's more delicate than Mayer, isn't she? She's a lady.
Sometimes I don't think she is more delicate. the way she plays around with ropes and footballs. I forget, well, she's a girl sometimes.
She headed off on her walk, and Mike said it was like a war zone with his fireworks hairing off. And knowing what Dusty was like the other night, where he jumped on top of Simon, he was like, it's getting a bit loud out there. It was scaring Mike more than it was scaring the dog. She did not turn a hair. Not a single hair. She just carried on as though, damn noise, and just carried on. What a dog. As Mike said when he came back, we've been very, very lucky, because it must be absolutely horrific to have this noise and you can't kind of make your pet feel safe. That would be horrific. But she's sleeping like a baby and it still sounds like Beirut out there.
Yeah, didn't Debbie S say, is it Choi, her dog?
Chewy.
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 Was petrified.
Mm. And Dusty wasn't keen, and no. Chewy was in the bath.
Yeah, that's right.
Lola's just sunning herself, lying upside down, feet akimbo.
How's Kiva?
I'm hoping Kim is far enough away from any idiocy for Kiva to be fine.
Asleep in front of the fire, I would expect.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Oh, your popular mass is 12 o'clock. Is that a different mass? We have like a children's mass, and then the other masses aren't as long because we don't have to deal with the children in and out of little church. What do they call that? We call it little church. There is a proper name for it, but we call it Little Church. So all of the children are there at the beginning of Mass, and then they troop off to Little Church. And they do things like whatever the story of the day is. They'll do some drawings or stuff. And then they'll come back in and they'll present it with the Eucharist to the priest. And then he'll admire their drawings and things. And then they'll all have to go and sit down again. So because, in fact, I don't think Mass is taking as long now because there's no singing. You're not allowed to sing at Mass. So with all the singing removed from it, he's in and out in 26 minutes. It's like speed Mass. Oh, dear, dear me. Oh, we have a state of emergency. I've never known that actually be used, though, Simon, have you? Only in very, very limited circumstances, like a big RTA or an aircraft crash. And then it's very, very localised. But other than that, it's not had that much. Why is there a delay in implementation until Thursday? No idea, Tracy. Mike and I said exactly the same. If you're going to do this, make it midnight tonight. Because all that's happening is there's a mass party before you go into lockdown. Then the figures tail off in lockdown. But by the end of lockdown, the people who were actually infected during party weekend are then being admitted to hospital and the figures go up again and you come out of lockdown. I swear we could run the country better than this. We couldn't possibly do worse. Giving people a little bit of notice, fair enough, but in this circumstance where you've done it before, why wait almost a week and then make it bonfire night? It's as barking mad as when he decided that he would, what did he call it, relax restrictions on the 4th of July. Oh, Independence Day. And that's exactly what happened, and now we are here.
Shielding measures will not be reintroduced. It seems to me like it's half measures.
Yeah. He does not want to go all in, but he'll go as far as he is pushed to go. Has anybody asked him? I mean, he said Christmas will be very different this year. Honestly, I think with some people, what difference does it make? Oh, that's the guy from the Daily Mirror, isn't it? He'll probably agree with Keir Starmer.
Is Santa shielding?
Will there be no gifts? Well, some people go crazy with the number of presents and how much they spend. And, you know, that probably wouldn't be wise at the moment. There was a thing doing the round on Facebook. What do you all reckon to this? It said, like, basically, don't go out and buy, like, stupid gifts for people. Ask them what would mean the most. And they were giving examples like a food parcel or help paying the mortgage or the rent, something like that, that would actually mean more this year. I think that's kind of cool. But whether anybody would admit that they were struggling, I don't know. Guess it's to allow people to bring stuff back from work and make preparations in terms of childcare. Well, if they're not working, then why don't they look after their own children? There's an idea. I think childcare is now excluded from it. So although official childcare is shut down in level 3, I think you are still okay with grandparents to look after kids, which you weren't before. So I don't know.
Football, schools, shops, hairdressers, gyms, all mentioned, but churches not. Not surprising and not meant as a criticism, just a reflection on where we're at.
Well, the right doesn't know what the left's doing. Who's that from?
Somebody called Brian Whittaker.
Oh, not Mystic Meg Mason, then?
No.
He's probably listening to this and formulating questions. He's the BBC's chief statistician. Next slide, please. That's burnt on my memory forever.
He's somebody who's into church and Man United.
Oh.
From Wales. Just some random person.
I don't think it should take 5 days, Tracy. I think one would be enough. Midnight, Sunday night, Monday morning is when I would do it. At the latest.
Yeah, Dusty is not good. Mentioned,
there you go, so. You see, Dusty is not good. Too many fireworks.
Oh, Dusty.
You know, I wonder what it is. Is it the breed? Because they're not gun dogs or anything, are they, Samoids? But neither of them have ever turned a hair.
She's fast asleep down there.
I mean, you probably can't hear it because of the microphone optimization, but it's just Beirut outside. They're not rockets so much as, like, is it bangers?
Mm.
The ones you throw in a bin?
Yeah.
Those things. It is loud, and she's just asleep. It's amazing, but thank God she is. Give Dusty a hug. Tell him it'll be all right, Lola says so. Nothing to worry about, just eat treats.
Yeah, they've not mentioned anything about funerals or weddings, have they?
And Kiva's asleep right by Kim. Oh, how sweet.
So I presume that'll just be carry on, as you were.
It was funny the other night. Lola was between the two of us, wasn't she? Upside down. We were hanging out of the bed. And you don't, like, just shove her in a bit. No, you just say, just put your feet outside. It'll be fine. Oh, but she was comfortable, so I wouldn't want to move her. Oh, Tracy, that's a good point. Seems to me so people can scarper to second residences and stock up. I mean, that's exactly what happened. The Asda site crashed straight away. I mean, what is it you've not got in that you need in that you could go out for until Thursday anyway? I honestly dread to think.
Galaxy.
Well, is that, I suppose? Yeah, the price of everything shot up as well. Literally within minutes.
Toblerone.
There's an 8 a.m, a 9:30, and a sung mass at 12. Oh, so people like the 12 one because it's a sung mass. Ours, we only have the two. It's 9:30 on a Sunday morning, and 5. It used to be 5. Is it 5 now or 5:30?
Can't remember.
Since the merge with Maggie Ward, it's either 5 or 5:30 on a Sunday, but we never went to that one. But he has another church, so at 11 o'clock he heads over to the other church and does one there. Oh, Simon. Not sure how many people in the UK have a second residence. Maybe it's a Tory concession to the supporters. Like the guy who got £6,000 in allowance to heat his stables. Like that guy. Who then said, it isn't how much that children eat. It's the things you do with them. Do you remember the other guy when it got... when these expenses, the expense claims all came out, and he had put a duck house in the middle of a pond and then claimed for it. If we had a pot of money that all of the MPs, irrespective of the party, had confiscated from them for stupid expense claims, we'd be able to furlough everybody at 100% for years. You know, that came out, didn't it? That although there was a Freedom of Information Act thing. It was very, very new in the UK. And it was one woman that did that asked for those things. And when she got them, she couldn't believe it. So she had to take it to a journal, and the journal had to investigate because she thought it must be wrong. It wasn't wrong. Right, he's sugared off now. And I presume Strictly is now on BBC Two. There you go. Strictly is on BBC One, rather. I'll have to catch up later. Let's see what they say about churches, if anything. And that guy, you know the guy you were talking about, Chris Mason?
Yeah.
He's now on BBC News Live. Well, so he won't be tweeting. Maybe
he'll answer that girl's question.
Maybe he'll answer that question. Put it on the news channel, Mike. It's 2-3-1. There you go. Jonathan says, I guess it's a delay because it needs to be voted on by Parliament. It does, but, you know, he had no problem getting his Brexit stuff through, did he? Whether they liked it or not. Doesn't take 4 days. Does not. According to Wikipedia, a state of emergency was last invoked in 1974 by Edward Heath in response to increasing industrial action. I vaguely remember that. All I remember about it, I was 6, all I remember was my mum and dad talking about what would happen if the power went off. You know, we better get some candles. That was the height of it in those days. We'll get some candles and some matches.
And a torch.
And a torch. Well, no, because torches were too expensive back then.
Oh.
So she would have got... When the power did go off, we had candlelight.
I think we probably did.
Yeah, she got some... They were like standard white candles, about 6-7 inches long, and they lasted all day. So once it got dark, you could put one of these candles on and it would probably last until bedtime. It was scary. That was a 3-day week and all of that, wasn't it? Well, remember it, but that's about as much.
Poppy sales are going to be down, aren't they?
Why? Oh, poppy. I thought you said coffee.
How are you going to get one?
Well, funny you should mention that. If you want to make a donation to the, what's it called?
Poppy
Appeal. The Poppy Appeal. You can actually buy jewelled ones on Amazon. Which I had a jewelled one, but this one looks nice. I also used to buy little smaller, like poppy badges, they were metal. But they were only about £3 or £4. So I used to buy about 4 or 5 of them from this guy. And this guy did nothing else all year. He was an ex-veteran. I think he was an injured ex-veteran. And all year he made these things and then he sold them on eBay. And he sold them in aid of the British Legion. But the British Legion decided that you had to pay the British Legion some kind of, you know, I'm an official thing, pay for a certificate. And they were taking all of the stuff in-house. So now you can only buy directly from the British Legion. But where this guy could put them together for £3 or £4, the British Legions are 15 each. We haven't ascertained if the church is actually open yet, but if it is, they're selling poppies at the back, but they're only stickers this year.
Oh.
In case you stab yourself with a pin, probably. Oh, not good, not good. Right, let's have a look at this.
Well, we'll find out more in the week, won't we?
I'm reading Mrs. Simon. He was asked directly whether we would be back to normal by spring and completely dodged it. Unusual for him, he normally has no problem blustering and making it up. We're not going to be back to normal by the spring. No chance. Another 12 to 18 months minimum, but I'm with Kim. Whatever's it Kim says, which I think was 2023, wasn't it? No way. Have they made the Elves Workshop COVID secure? Ooh, Simon would favour a really, really strict 4 weeks. Me too. In fact, I'd make it 5 or 6. Release it fractionally for you can meet up at Christmas for a meal and then straight back. Because otherwise it's going to just go off again.
According to Kath.
Yeah.
The only friend, in quotes, I'll see tonight is Wendy.
Oh, yes, the lovely Wendy.
Yeah, because Lisa's bringing a couple of friends to by request.
Oh, that'll be fun. Well, you can bring Wendy and Lola. Simon says he's going a bit Mussolini. No, I mean, if we don't.
How does she explain what 196 is to her friends?
No idea. She'll just say we're barking mad, which is fine. What was I going to say then? Yeah, how on earth are you going to get rid of this? Him and his blustering will do this and will do that. It's rubbish. It's too little, too late, and it'll rumble on. And if he lets people meet up for Christmas, which he will have to do, there will be pressure because then Keir Starmer will be going the other way. You've got to let people meet up for Christmas. Yeah, because they're all so much big Christians, aren't they? I wouldn't be bothered if I couldn't celebrate Eid. Because it's nothing to do with me. But Christmas apparently is not Christmas. It's just a general celebration now. But if he doesn't let people celebrate Christmas, they will anyway. So he needs to get this sorted out, what he will do before Christmas and after Christmas. And knowing Boris, he doesn't know what he's doing 5 minutes from now. Because he certainly didn't at 4 o'clock when he should have been in here, not interrupting our show. Stealing our airtime, Boris. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. So in Spain, secondary residences are prevalent. I know people who have secondary residences in Spain from the UK. Quite a few of them. But I don't think they've even been this year. What kind of aid do you have for those that can't work from home? If you can't work full stop, you are on furlough. As Simon says, furlough was originally 80% of your salary. And that finished today. That was going to be replaced with a job retention scheme of some description, which was 2/3 of your salary. So 66%. I think it actually rounded up to 67%. the employer has to pay something like 5% out of what? I have no idea. To top that up. But that's the bit that people have been arguing over. The amount of the furlough. I think we're getting into a situation. I mean, we're not kicking it off at the minute, are we, Mike? But can you imagine we were an average couple of our age who had a couple of teenage kids in here? Where on earth are you supposed to work from home for the next 2 years? If you literally don't have the room, which, as it happens, we do, it must be getting very, very frustrating for people to be cooped up and trying to work. Because you couldn't say to AstraZeneca, I'm putting myself on furlough because I'm not coming in and I've got no room to work at home. Could you?
No.
No. What are you thinking now?
I'm looking at this picture.
Who's this?
That Lisa sent through. And I said the one in drag is a man after my own heart. And James says nobody's in drag.
Oh.
Well, that looks like drag to me.
Never mind. Whatever he likes. Yes, the employer had to agree to keep the jobs open, but the average is about 50% have gone anyway. So there was one on the news, you probably saw it, a bulb company. And he had 75 staff and he's only got enough money and work for 22. But he's been able to keep 44 on because of the government scheme. But the others have been made redundant. So that's another 30 redundancies. So Tracy's putting masks on as soon as they leave the house. I wish everybody here was, but not many are.
Yeah, I put a mask on to see Wendy.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yes, furlough is only for employees. So what is happening with the self-employed? I mean, obviously, that would probably be where I fitted in, not being an employee. But then I can just carry on as normal. What happens when they are self-employed? Are these grants supposed to be paid back?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I mean, last time in the original lockdown, people like self-employed hairdressers were doing like foreigners, weren't they?
Mm.
Like underground haircuts.
The grants were taxable, but no.
I'm just looking at Tracy. We get a lot of nose flashes. What a fabulous term. I have got let me see if we can find a picture of this.
She said she didn't invent that term.
It's classic. No, let me see if I can find it. Let's see, because I'm sure somebody would make a point here. No, we've just got lots of things. Oh, it is. Well, I didn't know that. Oh, now I know more. There was a guy on the news. This is the picture. This is the picture. This picture came out a couple of days ago. Oh, for crying out loud. If there's one thing I can't handle, it's bloody WebM. Oh, let me do it a different way. WebM and WebP, it'll drive me insane. So this picture came out the other day and it was somebody from the press pool captured it and it ended up on all of the newspapers. So this guy, I'm about to put this thing up once I've got the link, is Jeremy Corbyn. He was the leader of the opposition before the other idiot. And this picture got put up. That was him leaving his house. That's a nose flasher, isn't it? But while I'm looking for that, the story carried on, which I did not know, which is this one in the Sun. I know it's the Sun. I do apologise. But he criticised the guy for wearing the mask below his nose and then got caught at a petrol station without a mask entirely. Here's the story. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The grants were taxable but not to be refunded. Well, at least that was something, but I can't understand why VAT was deferred. I said that to Mike. Income tax, yes, but VAT, no. I cannot understand why VAT would need to be deferred. You don't pay VAT unless you've collected it in. It's as simple as that. If you've not sold anything, there's no VAT to pay. There may be a month, if you're giving credit to somebody, there may be like an overlapping month, but you certainly don't need 6 months to pay the VAT back.
According to Peston.
Who knows these things? Oh, Deb's found Avenir.
Well, somebody said the leaks via Peston, and he's not tweeted for 3 or 4 hours, are suggesting church services will stop apart from private prayer and funerals from Thursday. Ministers of religion, though, may continue to meet the vulnerable and needy.
Crying out loud. Right, catching up and getting
up. He tweeted that about 4 hours ago.
Well, it's amazing how he knows that and Boris didn't. Oh, the butcher's home delivered the order today. We don't have home delivery from butchers. Not a thing. They were both wearing masks. The closest we get to one another was how far I could stretch my Apple Watch to pay on the card terminal. Oh, brilliant, Tracy. Love it.
These are the measures to be announced by the PM at 5.
Or 4.
Or 7.
Or 7.
As I understand it, the last of the 2nd of December, they are in effect a new Tier 4 that will be imposed for a month initially to the whole of England. All pubs and restaurants to close, though takeaways and deliveries will be permitted. All non-essential retail to close. Supermarkets won't have to follow the Welsh example of fencing off non-essential goods. There'll be no mixing of people inside homes. Blah, 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 blah. Courts, schools and universities will remain open. Outdoor exercise and recreation will be encouraged. Private prayer will continue in places of worship, but not services. So is that like where the churches are open, but there's no service, like it was originally?
Yeah, you could do that. There was an hour, wasn't there? Yeah. It wasn't open all the time. But you could just pop in.
After 2nd of December, the exit strategy is that different parts of the country will have their local economies and behaviour governed by the existing tiers, namely 1 to 3, depending on how serious the virus is in those respective places.
So it's back to as you were. This is, you couldn't make this stuff up. You could not make this stuff up. Liking your choice for the first one, Mike.
Well, my first one was actually going to be one of Frank's. Frank stole it from me.
Did he steal it from you? I'm putting the first couple in.
At Peston, Robert, use your power to ask one of our scientists to show us, the public, this virus under a microscope being introduced to any sanitizer, and let's see what happens. I believe we should always wash hands, etc. regularly, as I've done for years, but we need to see it works. Where is this church's announcement coming from?
Exactly.
Places of worship must be as essential as a hospital. Most have taken extreme measures to allow worship in a safe environment. So we don't know for sure.
No,
just going off what Robert Peston says. I mean, he's usually a good source, but...
I do agree with Simon. There is no evidence herd immunity will work. And there is... There we go. More bangs. Oh, that one is a rocket. She slept through it again. She sleeps like she's dead, doesn't she? Doesn't disturb her at all. No, what was I saying? I was following that, wasn't I? Oh, it keeps moving. I can't keep up with you. It keeps moving. Herd immunity. They do have evidence from ones who have had antibodies that they vanish within weeks. It's not like a proper immunity, which makes me wonder about the vaccine. How long will that last? Do they know? Exactly, Simon, and long COVID. So you could... There's too much of a risk. It might be a tiny risk, but it's too much of a risk. 2 to 3 years for a vaccine or never. Futura, I think, is the default in Keynote, isn't it?
So, I thought Avenir came with something.
I thought it came with a system, but maybe I did install it separate. I love Avenir. I like that. Depends whether you save it or trade through the previous VAT and more recent takings. No one was expecting an outbreak. I just treat VAT as it's not my money. I know some people use it as like, oh, well, I'm a bit short this month, so I'll dip into the VAT. But I treat it as like, that's not my money. That's VAT. So put it in there. And actually have like a 500 quid or a £1,000 pot to dip into if you are a bit short. Not from the VAT perspective, but actually to pay the VAT if you haven't actually got it in yet. So I did that right, mid-90s. Mid-90s I put that in. Because you got a thing, didn't you, on your corporation thing that you could defer it. But I didn't. And I think it was because it was different by about 2 months. So heaven knows. Aren't Avenir and Futura included in office? They could be, but I honestly don't know. I'm trying to remember where I got mine from. I don't recall installing it separately. So maybe it was installed by another application. I don't know. That's another issue, Simon. I've just mentioned to Mike before we started about the two things. One, the virus mutating, so it's not as good. The protection against it isn't as good because it's mutated fractionally. And the other thing is they've not actually closed the wet markets where this is supposed to have come from. So this is COVID-19, but what about COVID-2021? A totally different virus. Because we don't seem to have learnt anything, do we? Not a thing. In fact, I think he had it better in March than he's coping with it now. So it could actually end up worse. Those two things are actually terrifying, that this will be forever because something else will happen and something else will happen. And it could actually be worse than COVID because, as we know, about 95% of people who get it recover. There may be the long COVID thing for, say, another 5%. It's not affecting enough people badly enough for everybody to take it seriously. We're all taking it seriously, but there are huge swathes of people not taking it seriously, which is where we're at now. I'm catching up. Mutating at a slow rate. Yeah, so far. What if another one came along and mixed with it? Would we even know we're in that much of a mess? No, non-medical, uneducated understanding. That qualifies you, Mrs. Simon. Would you like to be an MP? In your spare time, obviously. Top up vaccinations. Oh, dear. Oh, no. I'm not at all keen on a vaccination. It feels rushed. There's another bomb going off. It feels not tested enough. There must be a reason that a vaccine takes the time it takes usually. And I don't think you can circumvent that by just saying, well, you know, this one's ready now. I don't. But I am, well, with Mrs. Simon, to a non-medical.
A presentation I was at on Thursday, Friday, the one where she was doing next slide, please, and talking about the virus. And I thought the government. They've already done a lot of work up front with other previous stuff like SARS.
Yeah, but they're playing with it, aren't they? Until there's a mass outbreak. Oh, Mrs. Simon, you must be like living on a knife edge. 60 residents. 12 out of the 60 have tested positive and 3 staff. It's horrific. They sure... is she covered with PPE? Tell me there's enough PPE. I mean, even so, that... trying to live through that. And I guess she's a key worker as well. So this lockdown will just make things worse, not better. You don't take or prescribe meds not been on the market for 5 years. That seems like a safe starting point, Kim. That's where I'd be. A safe starting point. I remember I was at the dentist and there was this new implantologist. It didn't end well, but there was this new implantologist and he prescribed an antibiotic for me, and obviously I'm allergic to penicillin, so whatever it was, and it was something you were supposed to take before the implant, not after. So these two pills appeared in a bag, It was a sealed bag, and the pills themselves were sealed in like poppers. But I looked at it and I said, where's the information sheet? And the practice nurse was like, the information sheet? I said, yes, I appreciate you're not giving me an entire packet of these pills, but there should be an information sheet. Oh, yes, there is, she said. It's in the box. And I said, can I have a copy of it, please? And it had the contraindications on it. Now, I've not seen a doctor since forever, but my dentist has a brief medical history. They know I'm allergic to penicillin, but they haven't got full access to my medical records because they're not computerised. So if there was anything else that I may have, you know, years ago, if you've had this or you've not had that, then you shouldn't take this. They wouldn't have known. So I insisted on having a photocopy of the sheet and then took it home with me. Ended up not having that implant with that implantologist anyway, but that's not the point. It's crazy, isn't it?
Right, 3 minutes to go.
Some of the vaccines use existing methodologies, so are further along. Others are new methods. I just think it needs time. I've worked in medical negligence, medical malpractice, and I've done work on cases with vaccines, and it's terrifying. It is absolutely terrifying. They just get ignored. The contraindications are ignored. Never mind, everybody's having it. You have it too. And the results were catastrophic. Absolutely catastrophic. I wouldn't even say life-changing. It was life-ending. They were basically vegetables left in a wheelchair. There's no way that I would go down there without being 100% convinced. And that isn't going to happen in the next 6 months, trust me. The flu vaccine is always newly developed every year and an annual gamble as to which strain. That's exactly it, Tracy. I have always wondered about the logic of that, that you are playing Russian roulette with it. There are no certainties, are there? None whatsoever. I think 1 year they guessed right and a couple of years later they guessed totally wrong. And you could tell from the stats how bad it was.
2 minutes.
Okay, keep your hair on. Right. And what time's Wendy due? 9 o'clock?
Yes. Between 9 and 10.
Means she'll be here at 8. Desperate to see Mike or Lola, one or the other. One or the other. So we're strictly late starting.
I've no idea.
No, I don't know either. Right, I'll get everything tidied up. I've got so much to do while the show's actually on tonight. It's unbelievable. Maybe I should leave that till later. But we're going to Halloween. We're having a Halloween-themed party, aren't we, Mike? And some of these are fabulous. Although I'm wondering why line 12 is already dimmed out. Something wrong with Mike's formatting there.
Line 12's not dimmed out.
Ah, yes, happy Halloween to you as well, Kim. I hope you're having a good day as far as you can have a good day and that Kiva is peaceful. Like Lola, sleeping like a baby, despite the fact I'm jumping out of my skin every time the fireworks go off. So we will say in here for the moment, good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time.